FM with Laura Fox podcast.
Okay, we unfortunately have to face it because summer is gone and autumn is upon us, and then winter is next. But do we always have to see the darkening days and the colder weather as something bad? And can we shift the way we think and talk about it? Can we flip it around as a time to embrace and enjoy? Well, joining me now to say yes, I can, is Chartered Counselling Psychologist Leslie Shoemaker. Leslie, you have got your work cut out for you today, let me tell you that much. Thank you so much for coming back to us.
My absolute pleasure on this like very brisk morning. I was like, ooh, I have to have a coat this morning.
No.
And I had to put on shoes instead of my Birkenstocks.
Pants.
I was like, oh, this is all very weird.
I'm in a big fleece. I'm even wearing fleecy pants this morning. I'm absolutely disgusted with myself. I'm living for the thoughts of 25 degrees tomorrow, but you are about to maybe change my mind. And this is a big thing that, like, I think psychologically, the minute that I hit September, and it's normally the first weekend in September we have a lecture picnic, so I have that to look forward to, and then the week afterwards I'm kind of like recovering, and then bang, I'm already halfway through. Whereas because it was in August this year,
yeah,
it's really messed up my cycle. So when we hit September, that was it. I was like, oh, this is it now. There's nothing to look forward to.
Oh, there is.
But do you think that the negative connection that like I make and so many of us make with the end of summer and the oncoming of winter is conditioned almost?
Absolutely, because it's kind of even listening to people at work going, oh my god, the days are getting shorter. Yeah, so what? We go, how old are you and how many times have you been through this? People act as if it's like brand new.
It's a shock to the system. It is a shock to the system every single time. I was only saying it to Cormac Battle this morning. My gym class that I go to once or twice a week is at 6:30 in the morning. So I need to leave my house at 5:50 to get over as far as it is. During the summer, 3 weeks ago was the last time I went to this class. And when I left to cycle, it was lovely and bright. When I woke up yesterday morning, I was like, excuse me, how is it dark? The last time I went to this class, it was lovely and bright. So I got a taxi instead because I had to get my hi-fis out and I didn't have it ready for myself. So anyways, I was like panicking, being like, oh my God, what is going on here? But what would you suggest for the likes of me who is dreading the darker mornings and the darker evenings that are drawing in on top of us?
Look, I think we need to start looking at the Scandinavians. You know, those countries are always consistently in the top four happiness index. I didn't know there was such an animal until a couple years ago when I remember reading about it the first time. And it's about, we need to embrace it. Like the Swedes have this really great saying, there is no such thing as bad weather, only bad clothes.
I love this.
I really like it. Now, I don't think they quite get the rain that we do.
No.
I didn't check that. I know they get a lot of snow, and God, in some of those really northern countries, they only get 4 hours of light a day.
Oh God, that would kill me.
Hey, well, at least we're not in Alaska. 6 months light, 6 months dark.
Okay, fair enough.
That would really mess with me. So partly what's happening is our biology.
Okay.
We can't beat that. Well, we can. We have little hacks that work around it. But the fact of the matter is, when it's dark, our body starts producing more melatonin. Melatonin is our natural thing for sleep. And so the body's kind of going, ooh, I'm tired and I want to go to bed and I want to snuggle up and I don't want to move, those kinds of things, because we got that melatonin coming in. Little hack, get out for a walk at lunch. Just sit outside. You know, let the sun get on your face for a good 15 minutes. I've had people where I've actively said to them, go to Lanzarote for Christmas. Get that week, 10 days of sunshine into your bones and your body if you need to. Because that is the reality. You know, when those nights are coming in, naturally we all start going, ooh, the association with dark is dark equals bad, dark equals danger. Don't want to go out that much. Then we got the old melatonin seeping into our system. But what's great about the sunshine is it creates serotonin, which is what an antidepressant is based on. And that helps. Exercise, another natural way of getting more serotonin into our body. So these little things are little hacks that we can do. And okay, 6:30 in the morning. God, I admire you. I'm happy if I can do my Pilates
also,
in the middle of the day.
But that is genuinely because I cannot do it in the evening. I've just come to that realization that I can't go to the gym in the evening. I don't have the motivation to bring myself to the gym. I have to do a class. So the only one available to me is that time. So I kind of do it before I'm even awake. And then I bounce into work and I'm like, ha-ha, what did you do this morning? Oh, you were working? Oh, well, I was gym. Yeah. And then they quite literally put me in my box.
But the research supports what you're doing.
Yeah.
Research says get out early. Don't wait to the evening because it interferes with our sleep. Because again, we got the serotonin and all these lovely chemicals happening to make us happy clappy.
When we need to be winding down. Yeah. So the science is there because we do feel like when you're coming into the autumn and winter, you do feel a little bit more tired. But that is because our bodies are naturally producing more melatonin. So these are the things that you were suggesting. Get out for a walk at lunchtime. Try and get a little bit of sun, whatever sun there is.
Yeah.
Please God, just try and let it go on your face for 15 minutes just to boost it. And a little bit of exercise, whatever choice that is.
Yeah. And again, you know, there are some people who really hit hard seasonal affective disorder, mm-hmm. you know, and it's like if you're somebody who is really impacted by the darker days, seriously, get away, you know, at the long weekend coming up at Halloween, get away at Christmas or something like that. You know, put away the pennies, book early if you can, because I know there's an expense attached to that and it's not an option for everybody. And also the other thing is another hack. I had a lecture in college a long time ago and his class was all about the brain, really interesting stuff. And he had seasonal affective disorder and he didn't believe in these special lights.
Yeah, I've been swindled into those lights.
It worked.
Okay.
It absolutely worked because I couldn't figure out why I got into his class because you could never get in his class, but it was the winter term and he normally was such a briar. Nobody wanted to do the class. He was perfectly normal. And that's what he did every morning. Got up, sat under the light, read his paper for 15 minutes and he used himself as an experiment through the whole semester. It was brilliant. And that was the first time I was like, oh, this is interesting. We have hacks that we can use. Some beds are not going to work.
No,
we
no,
need
no.
to be really clear about that. Yeah. So
they're not safe in any way, shape or form.
No.
There's no good coming out of them, just putting that out there. It is, I suppose, a lot of mind over matter as well, if you think about it, because like we say this for nearly every moment in your life, but if you can actually just will yourself into it, if you wake up thinking, oh my God, it's so dark and it's so cold and I'm so over this, but you're going to naturally put yourself in a bad mood.
Yeah, thought is, you know, how we think is going to follow through with our actions and feelings and things like that. That's a very simplistic view, but I'd say let's embrace it.
Okay.
It's okay to wake up on the wrong side of the bed going, I am cold. I am not in the mood for this. And you know what? This is why it's so important to start setting stuff up. Like when I was in college, we got a lot of snow. Good old Meadville, Pennsylvania. And I used to ski to class sometimes. I loved it. Those are the early years where I did get up at 6 o'clock in the morning to my cross country skiing before class. And we used to do potluck dinner every month. We'd swap houses and everybody would bring a dish. And it was something that was fun that kept us going through the winter. Yeah. I am doing a tea party for about 15 of my friends in my lovely little two-bed apartments. This is great. I'm calling it. I sent out invitations. God bless WhatsApp. Inviting them to an American tea party later this month with the and we'll see what the heck an American tea party is going to be. I haven't quite decided yet.
It doesn't matter. It can be anything you want it to
be. I know. I'm having fun with this one. Then Halloween comes. I am that classic American. It is my favorite holiday. Now, when I was a kid, our school had this thing where you could buy books every month. My parents were really generous and they're like, we want you to read.
Yeah.
And I used to buy book decorating these books about how to create Halloween costumes. And every October, my dad and I were in the garage every weekend. We were planning our costumes. I was a robot out of boxes one year.
So cool.
Another year, my head was the platter on a table. My sister was a totem pole. So do I decorate? Yes. Everybody knows there's an American in my home.
Yeah, and they're like looking to you being like, this one's going to have a blast of sweets and then she's not home on the 31st of October.
Unfortunately, the kids have cottoned on that I'm that person.
But this is so true. Like, the decorations, like, they do cheer me up once I see, like, I enjoy all the Halloween decorations, but I thoroughly enjoy the 1st of November when the twinkly lights start going up and everything goes mad about it. It does. It gives you a boost of serotonin. I've seen people referring to September as the new Year's instead of January. Does that make any sense?
It does. It's funny. Just got an email from a clothing store here and it said back to reality. And
oh,
I was
gosh.
Like, gee whiz, that's a bit harsh. And that mentality doesn't help us because it's saying, you know, summer's where we suspend reality. Now we have to face, no, we've always had to face reality.
Yep.
There's stuff always happening. I work in TU Dublin and we're all walking around going, Happy New Year, Happy New Year, because it's a new academic year. In a weird way, this is a start, especially for people who have kids in college, kids in primary and second level school or who are working in that arena. And there's even diaries set up from October to June.
Oh, mad.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because I suppose they'd be like college year diaries.
Academic year diaries. Yeah. So, because I was looking for my diary for next year and all I could find were the academic ones. I'm like, no, I don't want that.
No, I need
something
for the actual
whole year diary. Thank you very much.
You've talked about the Scandinavian practices and, like, you know, how they just kind of embrace it about there's no such thing as bad weather, there's just bad clothes, and kind of just getting on with it, meeting up with friends. Because, I mean, that's something we tend to do a lot during the summer, but when it comes to winter, you're just like, I'm too cold, I can't bear it. Like, you know, but you kind of have to force yourselves to do this.
Yeah.
So that you've got something to look forward to. But the Danish have a practice that they call, I'm not going to say this right, is it Hig?
Hoga?
Hoga. Jesus,
I think, I don't know. I was
here.
Looking at the pronunciation. Joy of dyslexia. Forget it. I'm not going to get there.
H-Y-G-E.
Yeah, but if you look at the pronunciation, it's H-O-O-J-G-A. Hoga?
Hoga. So what's this all about? Like, I kind of love the words. We're going to have a hoga.
Well, here's the myth. The myth is it's only for the winter.
Okay.
It's all year round. It's just easier to do in the summer, as you said, because we're out picnicking and meeting people and cycling. And, you know, it's so easy because the sun's shining and, by God, we're out there.
We're having a great time.
Having a brilliant time. So the focus, you know, tends to be on winter, which is a shame because it's all year round. And what's so fascinating is it's about connection.
Okay.
It's about social connection. I remember being in Denmark, Copenhagen, just after COVID, around Halloween, funny enough. And everybody had outdoor heating. All the restaurants had outdoor heating. They had blankets. The chairs had sheepskins on them. And it's really, it's about embracing the outdoors, you know, making it part of your normal day-to-day life, but also that social connection.
Yeah.
And that is just so important. You know, forgive me, no person's an island, as the saying goes. That is how we're built as human beings. And we talk about, you know, forcing ourselves and stuff. Here's a myth. The myth is that we need to be motivated to do something. No, we don't. Forgive me, there's a particular company I shall not name, but their slogan is just do it.
Yeah.
It's the best behavioral slogan there is. Because the reality is, once you start doing something, the motivation kicks in and you end up having, you know, hopefully a good experience. But this idea of mind over matter, what happens is when we get into these binary equations, it means we're either weak or strong. And actually, we're far more interesting and complex than that.
You always come with such, like, just, you're a bundle of positivity all the time. You've kind of flipped my narrative ever so slightly. I'm going to stop moaning. I am. I genuinely
But we're
am.
Allowed to moan. Sometimes we need to. The winter blues are a real thing. They're going to hit occasionally. We're allowed. We're all wearing lots of clothes. It's wet. We're all grumpy because it's dark and things like that. But it's also about where can you find the things that provide you with a bit of contentment, not even necessarily happiness and joy, but what makes you feel good? I've known people to pick up pottery classes, writing classes during the winter. It's a great time. I have an 80-year-old friend who's starting her classes in Trinity.
Oh, stunning.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's unreal.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, Leslie, like, as always, it is such a pleasure to have the chats with you, and we love having you here on the show. And I do feel a little bit lighter after having that conversation. I feel like I'm in a better mood. That was Chartered Counselling Psychologist Leslie Shoemaker. You will no doubt be back to give us a pep talk about something soon enough. Thank you so much for joining
us
this morning. We'll be right back after these. FM with Laura Fox. Podcast.